Hey everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive. You know, we love to get into the thought-provoking topics.
Absolutely.
And today is no exception. We are going all in on authenticity.
I love it.
Yeah, figuring out who you really are and then like actually living a life that feels true to that.
Yeah, living authentically.
Exactly. And to help us like navigate this whole, you know, self-discovery journey, we're turning to an article from Lifestyle Hub 101. It's called 8 Questions to Help You Find Your True Self and Live Authentically, published pretty recently on January 13th of this year.
Such a great article, really packed with insights and advice.
It is, and it's interesting because they lay out these like 8 powerful questions, but I think what's even more interesting is the WHY behind those questions. Like, why does authenticity even matter?
Right, why should we care?
Yeah, exactly. Like, how does it impact our lives? What does it even look like day to day to be authentic?
Well, and I think a lot of us can probably relate to this feeling of like pressure to conform.
Oh, absolutely.
Whether it's at work, in our social circles, even with family, sometimes you feel like you have to fit in.
Totally. I know. I've definitely felt that pressure to like kind of shrink myself down or, you know, not fully express who I am.
Yeah. And it's interesting to think about the people that you trust the most in your life, right? The people you really feel connected to.
Mm-hmm.
I bet if you think about it, those are the people who are probably pretty authentic. They show up consistently as themselves.
Yeah, that's so true.
And that's actually something that Psychology Today highlights. The article cites Psychology Today, emphasizing that authenticity builds trust.
It makes sense. The more you can be yourself, the more people can actually get to know you and connect with you on a real level.
Right. And the article also quotes Vix Anderton, who suggests that authenticity starts with those small everyday choices we make.
Oh, that's interesting. So it's not about like this huge overnight transformation.
Not at all. Yeah. It's about those little decisions we make throughout the day that align with who we want to be.
I like that. So it's like those tiny choices that add up over time. So if you say you value honesty, but then you find yourself telling a little white lie, well, that creates a disconnect.
Yeah, and those little disconnects can lead to feeling inauthentic. And that can impact our relationships, our confidence, even our mental well-being.
It's all connected.
Yeah, the article really emphasizes the importance of alignment. Our actions matching our beliefs and values.
Okay, so alignment is key. But how do we actually uncover who we really are and then start living more authentically? Like, where do we even begin?
Well, the article suggests that asking the right questions is a really good starting point.
Okay, so instead of trying to like force ourselves to change or, you know, come up with all the answers, it's more about asking the right questions.
Exactly. Because questions force us to look inward, challenge our assumptions, and think critically.
It's like that old saying, right? It's not about finding the right answers. It's about asking the right questions.
I love that.
The article gives this great example. They say, instead of beating yourself up with what's wrong with me, try asking, what can I learn from this situation?
Ooh, yeah, that's a good one.
Right. It's such a subtle shift in perspective, but it can make a huge difference.
It really can. Instead of self-criticism, it's curiosity.
Exactly.
And as Forbes points out, this type of questioning can also help us develop our emotional intelligence.
Ah, so understanding ourselves and how we interact with the world.
Exactly.
So let's talk about those 8 questions, because I'm really curious to hear what they are. They're designed to guide us on this whole self-discovery journey, and they cover a range of aspects.
Yeah, from our values to our fears to even the legacy we want to leave behind.
It's pretty comprehensive.
It is. Each question acts as a prompt for deeper reflection, encouraging you to think about different facets of your life and what truly matters to you.
I like that it's not about finding quick fixes, but really like uncovering those deep-seated beliefs, values, and desires that shape who you are.
It's about getting to the core of who you are.
Exactly. And I love that the article doesn't just present the questions. It also offers like insights and tips for exploring each one.
Yeah, they really help you unpack those questions and dig a little deeper.
So let's start with the first one. What is it all about?
All right. So the first question is all about figuring out what truly matters to you.
Hmm.
Not what you should care about, but what truly lights your fire.
So getting clear on our values.
Exactly. The article refers to these as our core values and compares them to an anchor in a stormy sea.
Oh, I love that analogy. It's like they provide stability and direction when everything else feels chaotic.
Right. Think about it. When you're faced with a tough decision, do you make choices that align with what's important to you, or do you get swayed by external pressures?
That's a really good point. I think we've all been there, where we've made a choice that didn't really feel aligned with our values and then later regretted it.
Absolutely. And that's where knowing your core values can really come in handy. It's like having a compass to guide you.
Okay, so how do we actually figure out what our core values are? Is it just like a feeling
Well,
or?
the article suggests that journaling is a great way to explore your values.
Okay, so putting pen to paper.
Exactly. It helps to actually write them down and see them in front of you.
And the article cites mindful.org, right? They suggest journaling as a way to kind of clarify those values.
Yeah, putting them into words can really help you understand what resonates most deeply with you.
All right, so journaling is a great tool for exploring our values. What about the second question?
All right, so question number two is, what brings you joy and fulfillment?
Oh, that's a good one. This one feels a little lighter, right? Like it's about tapping into those activities, relationships, or even just moments that make you feel truly alive and at peace.
I love that you said truly alive and at peace because the article emphasizes that it's about more than just fleeting happiness.
So it's not just about those like quick hits of pleasure or excitement.
Right, it's about a deeper sense of contentment, of feeling completely aligned with who you are and what you're doing.
So like those things that leave you feeling good long after the activity is over.
Exactly. And it's important to remember that fulfillment can come from a variety of sources. It could be your hobbies, creative pursuits, close friendships, your career, or even the contributions you make to your community.
So it's really about identifying those things that light you up and make you feel like you're in your element.
Yeah, what leaves you feeling content long after the activity has ended?
Okay, that's a great question to ponder. Now, what about question number three?
All right, so question number three encourages us to consider those moments when we feel most like our true selves.
Oh, I like this one. We all have them, right? Those times when our guard is down and we can just be ourselves without any pretense.
Exactly. It might be when you're surrounded by certain people in specific environments, or even when you're alone with your thoughts.
For me, it's definitely when I'm in nature, like hiking in the mountains or walking by the ocean. I just feel so grounded and at
I
ease.
love that. So it's about identifying those settings or situations that allow your authenticity to shine through.
Yeah, and once you pinpoint those elements, you can be more intentional about creating more of those moments in your life.
Absolutely. So think about it. When do you feel most free to be yourself?
Okay, question number four. This one feels a little different. It asks, what makes you feel uncomfortable or inauthentic?
Yeah, this one might feel a little more challenging because it requires us to look at the things that make us feel, well, not so great.
Like the things we'd rather avoid.
Yeah, but the article emphasizes that it's important to pay attention to those red flags.
So those situations, behaviors, or even people that make you feel like you're not being true to yourself.
Exactly. Notice when your energy gets drained, when you start doubting yourself, or when you feel a sense of disconnect.
Ooh, yeah. Those are definitely signs that something is off.
Those are often signs that something is misaligned.
Okay, so it's about tuning into those feelings of discomfort and then exploring why they're coming up.
Right. And sometimes it's not about avoiding those things altogether, but rather figuring out how to navigate them in a way that feels more authentic to you.
So maybe it's about setting boundaries, having honest conversations, or finding ways to prioritize your own well-being in those situations.
Exactly.
Okay, on to question number five. It asks, what do you want to change in your life?
This one is all about taking action and making intentional shifts to align our lives with our authentic selves.
So it's not just about thinking and reflecting, but actually making changes.
Exactly. And the article emphasizes the importance of understanding the WHY behind those desired changes.
So it's not just about change for the sake of change. It's about having a deeper purpose driving that transformation.
Right. What's the motivation behind those changes you want to make?
Are you trying to pursue your passions, build healthier relationships, create a more fulfilling career, or just live a life that feels more aligned with who you are at your core?
Those are all great examples.
All right, question number six. What are your fears holding you back from?
This one gets into those fears that might be preventing us from living authentically.
Oh, yeah, fear can be a big obstacle.
It can. The article uses a powerful analogy here, comparing fear to an anchor that keeps us tethered in place.
Oh, I like that. Sometimes we're holding on to things that are no longer serving us or even preventing us from moving forward.
Exactly. So, what are you afraid of? Are you afraid to speak your mind, take risks, set boundaries, pursue your dreams, or simply be yourself?
It's about identifying those fears and then asking ourselves, what might I gain by facing those fears head on?
Right. Imagine the freedom that comes with stepping outside your comfort zone.
Right.
Would you feel lighter, more empowered, or more aligned with your true self?
Yeah, and the article actually mentions a helpful resource from BetterUp called 50 Self-Discovery Questions.
Oh, yeah, that's a great resource.
It's full of thought-provoking prompts to help you kind of break through those mental barriers.
Perfect for anyone who wants to delve a little deeper.
Okay, on to question number 7. How do you want others to see you?
This one dives into the complexities of self-perception and how it intersects with how others perceive us.
It's that whole thing about like wanting to be liked and accepted, but also wanting to be true to ourselves.
Right. And it's natural to care about what others think of us, but it's important to ensure that our outward image aligns with our internal truth.
So it's not about changing who you are to please others, but rather finding that sweet spot where your external presentation reflects your genuine self.
I love that. It's about aligning those two things.
And finally, question number 8. What legacy do you want to leave behind?
This one encourages us to think about our long-term impact on the world.
So thinking beyond ourselves and considering the ripple effect of our lives.
It's about aligning your daily choices with the kind of mark you want to make, whether big or small.
I like that. It's a powerful reminder that our choices matter and that we have the power to shape our own legacies.
We do. And I think that's a great note to end on for this part of our deep dive.
Yeah, we've covered a lot of ground already, but the journey doesn't end here.
Stay tuned. Welcome back. So we've been talking about these 8 questions from the Lifestyle Hub 101 article, really designed to help you figure out what it means to live authentically.
Yeah, and now we're gonna kind of shift gears a little bit and talk about some like practical tools and techniques you can use to actually deepen your self-discovery journey.
Yeah, because it's one thing to ask the questions, it's another to actually like do something with those answers, right?
Right, exactly. So the article highlights 3 key methods: journaling, mindfulness practices, and seeking feedback from trusted friends.
I love that they included those three because they really work together so well.
Yeah, let's start with journaling because I think that's something a lot of people are familiar with.
Yeah, journaling is like having a conversation with yourself, right? It's a safe space to just explore your thoughts and emotions without judgment.
And there are so many different ways to approach journaling. Like some people like to just free write and let their thoughts flow onto the page.
Yeah, I love free writing.
Yeah.
Sometimes the most insightful discoveries come when we just allow ourselves to write without overthinking it.
It's like bypassing that inner critic.
Right. Because that inner critic can be pretty loud sometimes.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And that's where mindfulness practices come in.
Okay, so how does mindfulness help with that?
Well, mindfulness is all about grounding yourself in the present moment and cultivating a deeper awareness of your thoughts, feelings, and sensations.
So instead of getting caught up in those thoughts and feelings, you're just observing them without judgment.
Exactly. And the article recommends a few simple exercises, like taking 3 deep breaths, focusing on your senses, or doing a body scan meditation.
Body scan meditation. I've heard of those, but I'm not really sure what they are.
So a body scan meditation is where you basically just focus on each part of your body, starting with your toes and moving up to your head.
Oh, interesting.
And it's a great way to become more aware of any tension you might be holding in your body.
So it's like a way to check in with yourself physically.
Exactly. And the great thing is, even a few minutes of mindful practice each day can have a significant impact on your self-awareness and overall well-being.
It's like hitting the reset button.
I love that analogy.
Okay, so we've talked about journaling mindfulness, and then the third method the article suggests is seeking feedback from trusted friends.
This one can be a little tricky, but I think it's so valuable.
It can be nerve-wracking, right? Like putting yourself out there and asking for feedback.
Yeah, but sometimes those closest to us can offer insights that we might not be able to see ourselves.
It's like getting a different perspective.
Exactly. But it's important to approach this with intentionality.
So, like, don't just randomly ask your friend, what do you think of me?
Right. The article recommends asking specific questions rather than general ones.
Like, for example, you could ask, what strengths do you think I bring to our friendship? Or what do you see as areas where I could grow?
Those are great examples. And it's crucial to choose people you trust and who have your best interests at heart.
Yeah, people who will be honest with you, but also supportive and encouraging.
And remember, feedback is a gift, even when it's challenging to hear.
It's an opportunity to learn and grow.
Exactly. So by incorporating these 3 practices into your life, journaling, mindfulness, and seeking feedback, you can create a powerful foundation for self-discovery.
It's like building a toolkit for your journey.
I love that. And as you continue on this path of self-discovery, it's important to be aware of the common obstacles that might arise.
Okay, yeah, I think we've all encountered obstacles along the way.
The article highlights 3 in particular: fear of judgment, overthinking, and self-doubt, and lack of time or focus.
Oh, those are so real. I think those are like the top 3 obstacles for pretty much everyone.
They can be really challenging, but the good news is there are strategies for overcoming them.
Okay, so let's talk about each one and see if we can come up with some practical tips for dealing with them. First up, fear of judgment.
Ugh, yeah, fear of judgment can be paralyzing.
It can, and I think it stems from that like innate desire to be liked and accepted, right?
Absolutely. We all want to fit in and be accepted by others.
But sometimes that desire can lead us to censor ourselves or hide parts of who we are.
Yeah, and that can create a disconnect between our internal world and how we present ourselves to others,
It's like we're wearing a mask trying to be someone we're not.
which ultimately leads to feeling inauthentic.
So how do we overcome this fear of judgment?
Well, the article suggests starting with a healthy dose of self-forgiveness.
Okay, so acknowledging that it's okay to care what others think, but not letting it control our lives.
Exactly. It's about finding that balance between honoring our true selves and navigating social dynamics.
That's a good point, because we can't just like completely disregard what others think, right?
No, but we can't let it dictate our every move either.
So it's about finding that middle ground.
Exactly. And the article also encourages us to challenge our inner critic.
Oh, yeah, that voice inside our heads that's constantly telling us we're not good enough.
Right. We need to question those negative thoughts and replace them with more positive and affirming ones.
So instead of believing everything our inner critic tells us, we can choose to focus on our strengths and accomplishments.
Exactly. And one practical tip that the article offers is to ask yourself, what's the worst that could happen if I show my true self?
That's a good one. Because a lot of the time, our fears are much bigger in our imaginations than they are in reality.
I agree. And even if things don't go exactly as planned, we can always learn and grow from the experience.
So it's about taking that risk and seeing what happens.
And remember, surrounding yourself with supportive people can make a huge difference.
Yeah, those who love and accept you for who you are, flaws and all.
Exactly. Okay, let's move on to the second obstacle, overthinking and self-doubt.
Oh, this dynamic duo can be a real drain on our energy and motivation.
It's like getting stuck in a loop of what-ifs and worst-case scenarios.
And it can lead to analysis paralysis, right? Where we overanalyze every decision and end up feeling totally stuck.
Absolutely. So how do we break free from this cycle of overthinking and self-doubt?
Well, the article recommends shifting our focus from analysis to action.
So instead of getting bogged down in all the possibilities, start by taking small, manageable steps.
And one helpful technique is to set time limits for decisions.
I love that. Give yourself a specific amount of time to weigh your options and then commit to a choice.
Otherwise, you could spend hours or even days just going back and forth in your head.
Exactly. And the article also suggests visualizing
Oh,
success.
that's a good one. Imagining yourself confidently tackling the challenge or situation that's causing you anxiety.
And remember, making mistakes is part of the learning process.
Yeah, it's through those experiences that we grow and develop our resilience.
So embrace imperfection.
Easier said than done, but definitely worth striving for.
Okay, and the final obstacle the article addresses is lack of time or focus.
Ugh, this is a big one. In today's fast-paced world, it can be so hard to prioritize self-discovery.
We're constantly bombarded with information, deadlines, and commitments.
It's like there's never enough time for anything.
But the article reminds us that even small pockets of time can make a big difference.
Okay, so instead of feeling overwhelmed by the idea of needing like hours of free time, what are some smaller steps we can take?
One practical tip is to start with 5-minute reflection breaks throughout the day.
5 minutes, that's totally doable.
Right. You could use this time to journal, meditate, or simply pause and ask yourself a meaningful question.
It's about being intentional with how we use our time.
And the article also emphasizes the importance of setting boundaries.
Boundaries are key. Learning to say no to commitments that drain our energy or don't align with our values.
It's about prioritizing the things that truly matter.
And finally, the article suggests incorporating mindfulness into our daily routines.
Whether it's deep breathing exercises, mindful movement, or simply paying attention to the present moment.
These practices help us stay grounded amidst the chaos and create space for self-awareness.
So there you have it, 3 common obstacles to self-discovery and some practical strategies for overcoming them.
It's about recognizing those obstacles and then having a plan for dealing with them.
Right, because self-discovery isn't always easy, but it's so worth it.
It's a journey.
And the article concludes with a powerful reminder that self-discovery is an ongoing process.
It's not a destination we arrive at, but a continuous journey of exploration and growth.
It's about embracing the ever-evolving nature of who we are,
And the article leaves us with a thought-provoking question to ponder.
which we'll delve into after a quick break.
Okay, so we're back. And you know, we've spent this whole deep dive really getting into the nitty-gritty of authenticity.
Yeah, those 8 questions from the article were super thought-provoking.
They really were. And we also talked about those common obstacles that can kind of pop up on the self-discovery journey.
But you know, even with all of that, the article leaves us with this one final question to really, like, ponder.
Oh, I'm curious, what is it?
It asks, what small step can you take today to honor your true self?
I love that. It's like so simple, but also so powerful.
It is. It's not about making some drastic life change, you
It's
know?
not about like quitting your job and moving to a deserted island.
Right, exactly. It's about taking one small, intentional step in the right direction.
So what could that look like?
Well, maybe it's setting aside 5 minutes to journal or practice mindfulness, like we talked about earlier.
Yeah, or it could be having an honest conversation with someone you trust.
Or even just saying no to a commitment that doesn't really feel aligned with your values.
It's really about choosing something that feels doable and that resonates with you personally.
And you know, even those small steps can make a big difference over time.
They add up.
Yeah, and that's the thing about self-discovery. It's not like a one-time thing, it's a journey.
It's ongoing.
Exactly. And the article reminds us that authenticity is a gift
To ourselves.
and to the world.
I love that. It's like when we embrace our true selves, we give others permission to do the same.
It creates this ripple effect.
So go out there. Be your wonderfully unique self and see what happens.
That's it for this deep dive into self-discovery and authenticity.
We hope you enjoyed it.
And until next time, keep exploring, keep growing, and keep diving deep.